Well, guys, we normally dive into worship at this point, but we're going to be introducing a most amazing series that we're heading into. So without further ado, this is going to be the most challenging, the most paradigm-shifting, mind-warping term that you've ever experienced in your life, and that is a money-back guarantee. I will give you double your pocket money back at the end of this 2 months if you are not different. Okay, is that a challenge? Double your pocket money back, IMTA will give it to you. You just see him at the end of this 2 months, right? So here's what we're thinking about in this coming term. I've spent a lot of time looking at the pages of the Bible right back to the original 12 followers of Jesus. And here's what they did. They drove out evil spirits. They healed every disease and sickness. They raised the dead. They cleansed those who had the old equivalent of AIDS. They drove out demons. They anointed sick people and they healed them. When the early church got together, everyone was filled with awe, and miraculous signs and wonders were done by the apostles, by those 12 followers of Jesus. Some of those 12 were Peter, for example. He's going up to the temple. Someone says, "The beggar, do you have money for me?" In Jerusalem, once I walked past a beggar and he asked me for money, and I thought of this scripture and I gave him money. Maybe I should have healed him. Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but what I have in Jesus, here it is. Stand up and walk." And the guy went walking and leaping and praising God. Stephen, a man full of faith and God's grace and power, did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people. Philip goes down to Samaria, like he's in Joey's, he goes to Derbs, and the crowds see him, and he does miraculous signs and wonders. Evil spirits are running all over the place. The paralytic and the crippled are healed, and they walk in again. Paul, his handkerchief, he blows his nose. He rubs it, he throws it on the ground, and his handkerchief and his apron, I think he was a bit feminine, or I don't know what was happening with him, but he had an apron, and he takes it off like a chef's apron. People touched it, and they are cured, and evil spirits are being chased out left, right, and center. Jesus says that we, the believers, or those early believers at least, would be baptized, saved, and these signs would accompany them. What? They would drive out demons. They would speak in new tongues. Pick up snakes in their hands, and they wouldn't be bitten. And when they drink deadly poison, it would not hurt them at all. They would place their hands on sick people, and they would get well. Are you getting a bit of a pattern from the Bible this morning? Jesus said, for you, if you have faith in him, you would do even greater things than these. I don't know what's greater than raising people from the dead. I don't know what's greater than chasing out evil spirits, but I want in on that. I don't know about you. We've seen some amazing things happening at Ignite Youth. Do you remember the night that Temba was here on a Friday night and legs were growing and asthma was cured? And we saw an amazing thing happen. Who was here when Ryan and Marita were here on Power Encounter Friday night? You weren't standing like you are now. You were lying on the ground under an incredible move of God. You remember that? Real life. Apparently there was like, I think it was Jonathan who was like flying across the room or something. Some bizarre happenings on the night. Worship Sundays. As God has come, as we've knelt in his presence on those Sundays when IMTA has led us. You maybe haven't been here at God evenings on Tuesday nights. Mangalisa was here. Noms and Lindy were here this last 2 Tuesdays ago. It was power stuff. I remember just walking up to some huge dude, laying my hand on his shoulder, and when I opened my eyes, he wasn't standing in front of me. You know, poor Jonathan, the children's pastor, had tried to catch him, and the boy was being met by God in a dramatic way. Signs and wonders. I remember a guy who ran through a hail of bullets, and he could see the tracer bullets, which means that in between the green tracer, there was four more bullets, because you put a tracer in between every one. And he was not shot. He lived to tell the tale. I remember that same guy walked up a mountain in Malawi, laid his hands on a young boy dying of malaria. The mom said, "If you don't come tonight, we'll bury him tomorrow." And that boy, whose name was Paul Jr., I've got a photograph of him and a letter from the mom to say, this guy prayed for him and gave us our child back. I know this guy really well because I've lived with him for 47 years. He's me. And I'm not a super wonder worker, but in those moments in my life, some few moments, God has come and done miraculous things. Don't you want to be a part of that? A part of what God is doing? Well, it's going to mean it's going to be shaping our being, who we are. How can you and I do great wonders? How do we get good enough? How do we climb to a plateau? You've got to climb to the seventh level of spirituality. And there's 19 tricks to get there. Is it that, or is it about grace? What about our thinking that will change, that will prepare us to actually move in the supernatural? So ultimately, we get to acting by the end of this term when we can think God's thought, speak God's words, do what God calls us to do in any given situation, like Peter who walked on water. I don't know if you're up to that this term. It's about being. When you feel ashamed and destroyed, you can rise and worship God. When you think anger and hate and you want to spew at someone and throw your cell phone at them, somehow you're able to manifest love toward them. And when you're feeling uninvolved and, who am I? I can't do this. Maybe Ryan and Temba, they men and women of God. We've relied on the Gosmans in the past. Every one of us have called to be a warrior and to do great deeds, great works. And so we're going to invite you into this in this term. Imta's going to lead us today. I'm going to have a word of prayer as the band joins us on stage. Father God, thank you for what you've challenged us, what you've laid before us for this term. Thank you for the open door to approach you with boldness. Thank you for your grace. And we pray, Lord, that we would be so touched by you in these coming days, that our lives would be changed, that we would indeed influence South Africa and beyond as we build this kingdom movement of young disciple makers who will reach this continent and ultimately the globe. We thank you for calling us, inviting us to partner with you, and we pray this in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Amen.